Good morning. Beautiful start here on this Wednesday in North Central Wisconsin at our Bull Falls Radio Studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. The time is 9:07. Lots of sunshine. Boy, blue skies, calm conditions. Temperature is rising. It's up to 57 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is our number two of the Chad Holmes Show. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can also join us by going to facebook.com or x.com. Go to the Bull Falls Radio page and click on that, and you'll be able to come to the video stream. Yep, be able to see us in front of the cameras, and also make your comments and be part of the show that way as well. So, hopefully you can join us one way or the other. And also, we would like your voice to be part of the show. We really do want to have your voice be part of what we're talking about. It could be about something that we are speaking of, if you have a response to that. But also, if there is something that is going on that you want people to know about, don't sit back and say, well, Chad's not talking about the right things. Every day, I'm giving you an opportunity to talk about what you think are the right things. If there is something I am not talking about and you want your voice to be heard, you have an opportunity. You can either do it by calling us or texting us. And the number is the same, 715-382-9297. That is 715-382-9297. There's also, if you can't remember that number, you always, if you need it at a certain point, it's part of the scroll at the bottom of our video stream. So if you go to facebook.com or x.com and click on our video stream, you'll see the scroll at the bottom, and the number is there. So either call or text 715-382-9297 to be part of the show. We really do want to hear from you. We want your voice to be part of what we're talking about. We want the issues that you think are important to have a hearing with us here on this program. So again, don't be shy. We're very, very nice. We're very nice.
Yes, we are.
We will allow you to have your voice be heard and be able to, again, maybe there is something that I'm missing. I try to keep up on what's going on, but there are times that maybe we're missing something that falls between the cracks. And this is your opportunity to say, hey, this is important. This is something we should be talking about. Here's what I think. 715-382-9297 to join us here on the program. Before we go any further, need to say hello and good morning once again to Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
And anything that I'm missing? Anything on your mind that we should be talking about? I tell you, because it's like, I want to make sure everybody has their voice be heard, and even you at the other side of the glass.
I tell you, though, I think my mind is kind of fried right now.
I can imagine.
Anything I go, so I got nothing but a theater on the brain.
I want to talk a little bit about... Well, two-pronged. One, Pat Kreitlow has a guest that I'm just jealous of, because he's got this guest that I just love listening to every Friday morning on his show. Mark Jacob, he's a former editor, Chicago Sun-Times, Chicago Tribune, and he is just so smart when it comes to the media. And I just really enjoy the conversations that Pat has with Mark Jacob every Friday morning. And Mark Jacob also is a great follow on social media, whether it's Threads or X. And again, smart stuff. And he has a Stop the Presses newsletter as well. And
maybe we should get him on our show.
I've thought about stealing him.
Or maybe borrowing
him. It is. It's one of those things where, but he brings up the Supreme Court coverage. And I wanted to bring this up because I wanted to ask the question out there. We heard so much about Sam Alito in the past week or so about the flying the flag upside down back in 2020 after the election. The other aspect of a couple of years ago, another flag that's showing solidarity with the right. And the question I have is, again, with some of these scandals, and I would say that having a Supreme Court justice, one of nine, that is not impartial when it comes to the law. And we talk about this from time to time. Again, Lady Justice, you have the symbol of justice blindfolded because you want it to be blind to the passions of either side. You want it to be just down the middle. And you have a Supreme Court justice who is not. He tries to bend over backwards to find every excuse to give a ruling that aligns with his political philosophy. And this story, both in terms of the Supreme Court and also the media, is an outrage. And on Mark Jacobs' Stop the Press's newsletter, he talks about how so often when there is a major organization that wants to reveal embarrassing facts, what they do is what's called a Friday news dump. Because the thought is when you get to Friday afternoon, say about 4 o'clock, the week has come to an end at the work. You're turned your attention to the weekend, trying to have some fun on the weekend. So if you want to try to hide some embarrassing piece of news, organizations have learned, hey, let's just put it out there on Friday at about 4 o'clock. Because then most people will miss it, and they'll forget about it by the time you get back to work on Monday. Well, and media organizations tend not to like that. They say, hey, that, you know, you shouldn't be doing that. You know, you're trying to hide the facts here. Well, the Washington Post, on Saturday of the holiday weekend, put out the story that said it revealed that it knew 3 years ago that Justice Samuel Alito had a upside-down American flag displayed at his home in January of 2021, right around after January the 6th, with all the court cases that were putting out there by Donald Trump and his allies, and that they admitted they knew this and they did not report it because they said it was basically a dispute between the judge's wife and some neighbors. But it was unbelievable. Unbelievable you don't report this. Unbelievable. The Post said they decided not to report on the episode at the time because the flag raising appeared to be the work of Martha Ann Alito rather than the justice and connected to a dispute with their neighbors. And it was not clear that the argument was rooted in politics. It was rooted in politics. That was the whole argument. Even if you accept the premise, it was between the justice's wife and the neighbor. It was all about the politics. But the idea that the Washington Post, in this kind of case where there were cases that were headed straight to the Supreme Court involving Stop the Steal and all this stuff, would think that this was not newsworthy. And again, if this makes you scratch your head or scratch your chin or scratch somewhere that... Yep. This would not occur. But the point also I want to make is this was, again, a big story last week. We're not really hearing it. Again, I find it similar to the whole Clarence Thomas thing, where news came out that Clarence Thomas was receiving gifts, money, millions of dollars, from far-right groups. And there was a big story for a couple of days, and then it faded away. Number one, the media has to be better than this. It has to be better than to let it just fade away. And number two, and I said this last week as well, people like Chuck Schumer and other Democratic leaders have to stop being so limp when it comes to the responses. They have to start holding here. They got to do some of the things that Republicans do, but they actually have the facts on their side. People like Jim Jordan have put out these incredibly embarrassing public hearings, but it keeps certain topics like Hunter Biden in the news month after month, week after week. The idea that Clarence Thomas and his incredible corruption would just fade away after a short time, or Justice Alito and his incredible corruption would just fade away after a short period of time. Come on. And that's why, again, Mark Jacob is such a good follow, and he's such a good interview on Kreitlow's show every week. He keeps this out there, and he points out to the media, you have to do better than this. You have to do better than this. And they're not doing better than this. Again, it's a situation where you have to. There was a guest, and I'm trying to remember who this person was on one of the other civic media shows, talking about the fact that by the time you are sick and tired of talking about something, you feel like, hey, I've talked about this too much. I'm sick and tired of this. By that point, the public is probably just tuning into it. Because it's similar to the whole attitude when it comes to advertising. You can't run an advertisement one time and expect people to remember it.
No, you can't, you have to run it like 20 to 30 to 50 times.
Oh, just over.
By the 60th time, it'll get into people's heads.
Over and over and over again. And
that's why so many commercials are repeats.
Yes. And you have to, and that's why you set a commercial schedule a certain way. Anybody that's in this business understands how a commercial schedule is put together.
Yep.
It's put together now where you have it on one time, and then people, then you can't be a business, buy an advertisement and say, okay, we're going to run the spot one time on Bow Falls Radio, and then all of a sudden people are going to start coming in. That does not work that way. And it's not a
one and a done deal. You have to do this several times over the course of months or even years before you actually get people to start, okay, so this has been on before. I think this is something I should need to be paying attention to.
It's the same way, though, with stories like this.
Mm-hmm.
You can't talk about it for one day and then have it fade away, and then Thomas can keep getting his gifts from his wealthy right-wing benefactors. Alito can just keep on making up law in order to give results that align with his political philosophy. Mm-hmm. You got to keep talking about this and keep reporting on it and keep finding out more information on it, not just let it fade away after a couple of days. And way too often, it just fades away way, 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 way too quickly.
So, absolutely.
Again, so I'm going to try to talk about it, and I hope others continue to try to talk about it as well. The time is 9:18 here on this Wednesday morning. The sun continues to shine. Just a perfect morning. And we're going to talk a little sports. Again, I had a trek over to Eau Claire for some playoff baseball, some sectional softball to report, even a little golf we're going to report. So we're going to talk about that as we talk about sports and a tough loss in extra innings for the Brewers yesterday. So we have a sports update coming up next. I'm Chad Holmes with Ian Welsh, Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, we're heading down the stretch. Final days and weeks of the high school sports season, 2023-2024 school year is come to an end for, I think, most of the folks, at least some of the folks. And now the athletic calendar coming towards the end as well. And yesterday was a rather busy day with high school sectionals and regionals and multiple sports. And I was over in Eau Claire with the Wausau West baseball team yesterday. Tough way to end the season for the Warriors. They fell to Eau Claire North by a score of 12-0 in a Division I regional semifinal. So the Warriors season comes to an end, as does our coverage of Wausau West sports for the year. Both the Warrior baseball and softball teams have been eliminated, but been doing this for a very long time, more than a couple of decades, and it's always been a lot of fun covering Wausau West sports. So thanks again to everybody involved at West, from their athletic department to the coaches to the student athletes and the parents and fans and everybody that have helped with our broadcast during the course of this past school year. So again, Warriors fell to Eau Claire North 12-0. Also, yesterday in high school baseball action, Wausau East, they were successful. The Lumberjacks won their regional semifinal by a score of 8-0. So that means that Wausau East will advance, and they will take on number one seed Stevens Point in a regional final coming up tomorrow in Stevens Point. Wisconsin Rapids and Marshfield, a couple of other Wisconsin Valley Conference schools, saw their seasons come to an end. Both in low-scoring pitchers' duels. Wisconsin Rapids fell to Chippewa Falls in baseball 2-0, and Marshfield lost to River Falls by a score of 1-0. Merrill made a long trek to Hayward in a Division II game yesterday, and the Blue Jays made for a very pleasant ride home as they defeated Hayward 5-1. Up next for Merrill today in a Division II regional final is Abbotsford Colby. The Falcons defeated Osceola yesterday by a score of 4-1. Mosinee continues their role in Division III in high school baseball. Mosinee defeated Freedom by a score of 2-0, so they continue their push towards state. Other baseball playoff games yesterday, Stratford beat Crandon 7-1. Wittenberg-Burnhamwood over Coleman 5-0. Athens over Prairie Farm 3-1. Edgar defeated Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran by a score of 6-1. It was Pittsville edging Independence Gilmanton 2-1. Pacelli doubled up Marion 8-4. Iola Scandinavia over Almond Bancroft by a score of 10-0. Yesterday, Marathon was supposed to be in action in a Division III regional semifinal. Marathon against Auburndale, but that game was postponed due to rain. They will play that game later this afternoon. It is a game that we will have for you right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We will have live coverage from Marathon High School, starting with the pregame show at 4:50 and the first pitch at 5 o'clock. Again, that's Marathon against Auburndale. High school playoff baseball today here on Bow Falls Radio. High school softball yesterday, and the Newman Catholic Cardinals continue their late season run. The Cards, for much of the year, heading to late in the final week or so of the regular season, had won one game all year long. Newman would win their final three regular season games to earn four wins total heading to the postseason. Since then, they've won three more games, all on the road in their Division 5 run. And yesterday, Newman Catholic defeated Florence by a score of 6-2. So Newman advances to the sectional final in high school softball tomorrow, and they will take on one of the best teams in the state. It's not going to be easy, but Cardinals will take on the Cardinals of Pacelli Catholic. Pacelli defeated Almond Bancroft yesterday 2-0. Pacelli's been one of the top-ranked teams in the state in Division 5 all year long, but Newman has the opportunity. The game will be played down in Plover tomorrow afternoon. And tomorrow, Newman at Pacelli will be broadcast live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 4:20 and the first pitch at 4:30. So again, that's Newman softball state tournament berth on the line tomorrow at 4:20 right here on your home for high school sports play-by-play, the only Wausau radio station that still provides high school play-by-play, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Also yesterday in high school softball sectional semifinal action, heartbreaking end to the season for DC Everest. Evergreens lost at New Richmond 1-0. And Addison Cluck has been just such a fantastic pitcher this year for DC Everest. They only lost two games in the conference, both the Stevens Point 1-0. And now they lose 1-0 to New Richmond in the sectional semis. Just a really, really tough way to end the season for the D.C. Everest Evergreens. And we expected Stevens Point and D.C. Everest to face off for a trip to state, but both Everest and Spash lost to Chippewa Falls 9-5 yesterday. So Both Bash and Everest lose in Division One sectional semifinals. Mosinee wins again. Mosinee in D2 defeating New London by a score of 3-0. Winterberg-Burnhamwood in Division 3 lost to Peshtigo in a heartbreaker 7-6. It was Auburndale over Stratford in Division 4 by a score of 5-0. And also in D5, Athens fell to Thorpe by a score of 11-7. In girls soccer as well. Girls soccer at regionals, Wausau West fell to Wisconsin Rapids 1-0. DC Everest beat Chippewa Falls 8-0. Wausau East lost to Marshfield 8-0. New Richmond over Merrill 8-0. Stevens Point fell to Bayport 2-1. High school golf had their sectionals. Trips to the state tournament were on the line in high school golf. And some of our area golfers were over in Hudson at Troy Byrne. Congratulations to Wausau East, Ted Schwinline. The junior shot a 77 and earns a spot at the state tournament next week. It's going to be played at Black Wolf Run. I tell you, they played major championship golf there. They played, I think, both the U.S. Open and the PGA, if I'm not mistaken, at Black Wolf Run in the past. And that's where the state tournament will be held. So Ted Schwinline, Wausau East Lumberjacks, earns a spot at state. In the team competition, the top two teams advanced, and Wausau East came up just short. They finished in fourth place in the sectional. Eau Claire Memorial first, Hudson second, River Falls third, Wausau East fourth, Wausau West was seventh, and Merrill was eighth in that sectional qualifier. The time is 9:28. Coming up, we're going to have a complete look at what's happening in news, weather, and sports. Another information update coming up, and then we'll be back with more. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Almost 9:29 here on this Wednesday morning. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30.
Spring this week. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. More high school sports news after this.
Athletes aren't born. Their success is built through hard work, dedication, and a love for chocolate milk. Chocolate milk is the low-fat, protein-packed recovery drink of choice that elite athletes around the world turn to after their toughest workouts. Looking for a competitive edge? Replenish, rehydrate, and recover with chocolate milk.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
It doesn't get busier than this week, as every spring sport is into postseason play, including girls soccer, which starts regionals on Tuesday night. There are two state championships on tap for this weekend, boys tennis and the state track meet. We begin with a look at the boys individual state tennis tournament held Thursday through Saturday at Nielsen Tennis Stadium in Madison. Defending state champion Oscar Corwin of Brookfield East is the top seed in Division I singles. The unbeaten team of Michael Stuxlager and Patrick Tudeberg from Marquette are the top seeds in D1 doubles. After back-to-back runner-up finishes, senior Adrian Yin of Brookfield Academy is the top seed in D2 singles and out to claim his first title. Nate Carson and Finn Milliman of Catholic Memorial are the top seeds in Division II doubles. The 128th WIAA Boys Track and Field Championships and the 53rd Girls Championships will take place this weekend at Veterans Memorial Stadium in La Crosse. Northland Pines senior Nora Grembin is looking to join exclusive company as a four-time state champion, as she has the top qualifying time in the D2 girls 1600 meters. She's also looking for a third title in the 800 meters. Likewise, Eliana Shepley of Rice Lake is going for a fourth title in the D2 400 meters. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
I'm frightened of the things I might find.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:37 again, just a drop-dead gorgeous start on this Wednesday morning. Doesn't feel like Wednesday because we had Memorial Day off, so it's a bit of a shorter work week, but it is a hump day Wednesday, heading downhill towards the weekend. And of course, when we get to the weekend, it'll be the start of a new month. It'll be into June. Yeah, summertime, and we're lots of great activities going on in central Wisconsin, and be a lot of fun to be had over the summer months, but also a lot of fun to be had and also a chance to win here on Bow Falls Radio and on Civic Media. Because starting next week, starting on Monday, June the 3rd, Civic Media will have a new text to win contest. It's called Scotty Summer. As I said, summertime is coming. Lots of time to win and have a lot of fun. But Scotty Summer, statewide text to win contest coming next Monday at 7 a.m. The first chance to win. Basically, what you have to do, number one, this text to win, I give you a number. We have a number to call in or text in. That number will not work for this contest because what this contest involves is the app. You have to download the Civic Media app, and it's real easy, and it's something you should have already. I mean, I've got it. It is a fantastic piece of technology. A lot of work has been done by the folks down in Madison, and all you have to do is go either to your App Store or to your Google Play and search out Civic Media. Real simple. Civic Media.
I remember, it's free.
It is.
It's absolutely free. It's like having multiple apps in one.
Darn near 20, in fact. I mean, if I got my phone here. If anyone's just looking at our stream, you know, we got my phone here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pull up the Civic Media app because I got it. And you know, Civic Media, where do I got all these? I got to clean up my phone. But if I open up the Civic Media app, and it starts off with the Shaw and Waukesha, and then Mad Radio in Madison, WRJN in Racine, locally grown radio in Rapids, and then the fifth one down is Bow Falls Radio. And then it has all the others, Oshkosh and Green Bay and Eau Claire and Richland Center and La Crosse. It's all right there. But we want Bow Falls Radio. So I just click on Bow Falls Radio. And then you're able to listen live. It has the primary stream, which is what we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. It has Sports 2 and Sports 3. And in fact, tomorrow there's a potential where we could have two games. Because if Marathon wins their baseball game today, tomorrow we would have both Newman Catholic and Marathon in action. Newman with softball, Marathon with baseball. And we would have Newman Catholic live here on Bow Falls Radio on the primary stream. But then if you want to catch the Marathon game in the regional final in Stratford, Tom Weaver would be there with Sports 2. You click on Sports 2. And it sounds so clear. I mean, studio quality.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just, you know, that's just with the streaming. But also there it says text and call and email and web. Gives you all the links to get a, you know, go to our website, go to email us. If you have something you want to say to me, you can hit the email button. You can text us and you can call us. Real simple. If you hit the call right now, if the phone would ring. In fact, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that right now. And, we're going to hear the phone ring, I think, here in just a moment.
Let me turn my mic off or you want to leave
it? No, leave it on.
Okay.
There it is. That's
me. There's the phone.
That's me calling. So that's simple. I'm going to hang up. But then also here it says text. And for this Scotty Summer statewide contest, that's how you're going to have to do it, not through the number, the direct number. You have to do it through the text itself on the Civic Media app. And it's real simple. We're going to give you a keyword every weekday morning, multiple times. I think I'm not sure exactly how many times, but I think like four or five times somewhere throughout the whole day, starting at 7 o'clock in the morning, ending at 7 o'clock at night. So listen all day long. The last time we had a text to win contest, the times that we did it did not fall between 8 and 10 a.m. But this time around, it is.
Yes.
So you're going to have to listen to me. I will give you our keyword, and I will say this is our keyword. And I'm going to make this up. This is not real, but I could say river. River is our keyword. So you just go to the app, mm-hmm. click on text, put in river, send it, and then you will be part of the drawing for that hour. And there's going to be prizes every hour, every day, and then the grand prize. The prizes...
Pray tell, what is the grand prize?
Well, let me say this. The prizes will include Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets. These are good tickets. These are club level tickets for the Brewers, the first place Brewers. And then the grand prize is a Scani summer staycation. And we are going to put you up in different areas of Wisconsin, give you gas money to get there. But basically, different areas of Wisconsin, we've got set up staycations for you and for others. And that will be grand prize. But you'll have a chance to win prizes for every hour and every day. So chances to win every weekday from June 3rd, next Monday, for 2 weeks, going through Friday the 14th. So June 3rd through June 14th, from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m., but you have to download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and get ready to text with your first chance to win during Pat's show at 7 o'clock in the morning. But you'll be able to do it during my show this time. I'm excited about that. So hopefully, and the thing about it, I want to tell you folks, there is a competition between the hosts on Civic Media and stations around the state. I am counting on you folks out there to be able to text in and to be able to make me look good. Because if nobody texts in during the contest, it makes me look bad. We cannot have that, can we? No, we cannot have that. So
you don't have to say anything. You just have to text in. You don't have to talk to anybody. It's not like you're calling on the phone.
No, you don't have to call us. You just have to text.
You have no excuse for being shy.
Exactly. So it's a chance to win. Win great prizes. I mean, really, really good stuff.
All the prizes sound pretty cool.
So yeah, it starts on Monday of next week. So, again, don't forget. We'll talk about this more as we continue the rest of the work week and your chance to win here. I hate to do this again, where I kind of go from a happy story to a bit of a unhappy story, because I come across, again, every morning I'm in here trying to, you know, keep up to speed on what's going on here in Central Wisconsin, make sure that we're up to speed on everything that is going on. And I saw this sad story, a very sad story. I saw it on WasaDailyHerald.com. And here in Marathon County, there's a town of Easton. Are you familiar with the town of Easton?
I believe I've heard of
it. Yeah, yeah. But in the town of Easton yesterday morning, officials from the Marathon County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call. It happened at 7:59 a.m. yesterday, right when we were coming on the air.
Oh, my.
A person saw someone sitting in a vehicle with the door open and said they had seen the same person sitting in the same position in the vehicle the night before. So deputies responded to the home on Junction Road, and they found a 63-year-old man and a 53-year-old woman dead from apparent gunshot wounds, according to a news release from the Marathon County Sheriff's Office.
Oh, my goodness.
Through a preliminary investigation, officials believe the shooting was an isolated act of domestic violence, and the shooting does remain under investigation. But the thing about the violence and the anger... And we see a lot of this right now where people get really angry about things, whether it's politics or anything else. I want to take a step back here. We are very passionate about the issues. I think everybody is. I think that there's
Agreed.
A lot that is important out there when it comes to the issues. And let's not get so angry where physical violence gets involved. This was not a case in that. And also, for folks that are right now maybe... From time to time within your relationship, you realize that sometimes there's a lot of anger and that maybe there are moments, flashes of violence. You can do something before it gets to this level, where it gets to the level where people are dead. If you know that you have an issue with violence or domestic violence, there are things and there are people that will help you. Really. Mm. So, again, it's sometimes... Some of us have shorter fuses than others. You can get help, and you can save the lives of people in your family and save your own life, because it did not have to be this way. And again, I don't know what happened, whether this was a case where the person decided they were going to kill themselves beforehand, but often with these murder-suicides, it's a case where you get into a major, major violent argument. And one thing leads to another, and somebody takes out a weapon and shoots somebody else. At that point, then you realize what happened. And then instead, you think, well, I just, you know, my life is over, and then they turn on themselves. And it doesn't have to happen.
No, it doesn't.
So again, I'm just saying to folks out there, when you see a story like that, here in Marathon County, again, two people are dead. Domestic violence, weapons involved again. And that's one, again, certain people, that's why you try to keep weapons out of the hands of certain people.
That's right.
Because this is the kind of thing that happens. But I guess the bottom line, again, is if you feel like you have an issue with violence or an issue with temper, there are things you can do. You can get help. And please, please, please take those steps, because we don't want to see stories like this. And again, I came across this and I wanted to mention that, because we are in a society right now that a lot of people are on edge. And everybody needs at certain points to take a deep breath and take a step in the right direction. So again, I just wanted to mention that at the end of this segment. The time is 9:48. We're going to turn to more positive moments to wrap up the show. We're going to have our daily history lesson. We're going to find out some famous events in this country's history, world history. Talk a few celebrity birthdays. Some days to be acknowledged here today. And then, of course, wrap it up with our number of the day quiz with Ian Welsh. Needs a W today.
See if I can get back on the right track.
0-for-1 this week. You need a W starting today.
Yes.
So we'll have all of that in our final segment coming up next. The time is 9:49. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Feel it in the air. The wind.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Well, today is the 29th day of May of 2024. That means it's day number 150, 150th day of this year. There are 216 days remaining. Those numbers are getting closer and closer.
Yes. We're gonna certainly are.
Get towards the halfway point in just about a month's time. But day number 150 of 2024, and some famous events have occurred on this date in history. Go back to 1856. During a speech in Bloomington, Illinois, Abraham Lincoln said, "You can fool some of the people all of the time, and all of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time."
Boy, that's a mouthful.
On this date in 1886, chemist John Pemberton placed his first advertisement for Coca-Cola. The ad appeared in the Atlanta Journal. On this date in 1919, Charles Streit, he patented the pop-up toaster.
The pop-up toaster.
And many of us, I think almost everybody, has used a pop-up toaster at one time or another.
Yes.
On this date in 2001, the United States Supreme Court ruled that disabled golfer Casey Martin could use a cart to participate in tournaments. On this date in 2004, a memorial to America's World War II veterans was dedicated on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. On this date in 2013, Smithfield Foods of Virginia, the world's largest meat processing company, was purchased by a Chinese meat processing company for $4.72 billion. On this date in 2018, ABC Television canceled the sitcom Roseanne after the star Roseanne Barr posted a racist tweet. They would bring back the series without Roseanne and retitle it The Conners. And on this date in 2019, transgender was no longer classified as a mental health illness by the World Health Organization. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Actor Anthony Geary played Luke on General Hospital, 77 years old today. Composer Danny Elfman.
Oh,
he's done a lot of different movies.
A legend.
Of course, he's also the man behind the Simpsons theme song.
Mm-hmm.
And also, he is part of the band Oingo Boingo. Huh. He was actually a pop guy back in the day. Yep.
I feel like I've heard that name
Yeah,
before.
Danny Elfman, 71 years old today. LaToya Jackson, sister of Michael Jackson, member of the Jackson family, 68 years old today. Annette Bening, actress, Mrs. Warren Beatty as well, 65 years old today. Actor Rupert Everett, My Best Friend's Wedding, among other roles, is 65. Lisa Welchel played Blair on the Facts of Life, 61 years old today. Actor Laverne Cox, Doubt and Orange is the New Black, is 52 years old today. Melanie Brown, Scary Spice of the Spice Girls, is 49 years old today. And Riley Keough, granddaughter of Elvis, but also has become a very successful actress. Riley Keough is 35 years old today. And if you're out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Special events today, end of the Middle Ages Day. I have no idea why that is, but it is.
Very specific.
Learn about Composting Day. Biscuit Day. Senior Health and Fitness Day. Paperclip Day. Put a pillow in your fridge day. Whatever that means. And World Digestive Health Day. All right. It is time.
Yes, I am.
It is time for our Number of the Day quiz.
Gotta focus here.
And again, if you're not familiar with our Number of the Day quiz, we have every day a number. And I give three choices to Ian Welsh to be able to try to get it right. So basically, if you are average, you should get one out of three. One out of three. So then if you're above average, you should get 33%.
Yes.
If you're above average, you get better than 33%. If you're below average, it's lower than 33%. And this week, there's only 4 days because we had Memorial Day off.
So the pressure is really
on. You have to get 2 out of 4 to be above average. One
That's
out of four
right.
won't cut it. You were not right yesterday. But our number for the day involves, with summer kicking off, music fans across the country are going to head out to see their favorite artists.
Mm-hmm.
Game Time, which sells last-minute tickets, has released the top concert tours of the summer based on the median ticket price. And the person, the act that is number one in terms of the highest median ticket price is Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, yes.
So Olivia Rodrigo has the highest median ticket price. The number of the day is, what is the median ticket price for Olivia Rodrigo? Is the correct answer A, $963, B, $1,463, C, $1,963?
Oh,
so
she's,
median
she's very
ticket.
Popular, but gotta think about this. I'm trying not to overthink
again,
this, but
this
the pressure is
this
on.
This is the median. Remember, this counts those low tickets and the high tickets. So it's like it's not just the high ticket prices; the lows are in there as well. Just I want to make sure you're thinking about this. But this is the highest median for the summer, and Olivia Rodrigo. What is the median? $963, $1,463, $1,963.
Okay, I'm going to go B. I'm going to go the middle number. That's my final answer.
So it's $1,463.
That's what I'm sticking with.
The correct answer is $963.
Oh, that's the lowest number.
You would all have pressure.
Now
you
have to go right tomorrow.
Yeah, you got pressure. But hey, You're going to be the comeback kid.
Yes, absolutely.
The comeback kid. He will come back and get those final days on Thursday and Friday.
Yes, I will.
Don't forget, today we have Marathon Baseball against Auburndale. Regional semifinal, 4:50 for the airtime here on Bull Falls Radio. And Ian, have yourself a great rest of your Wednesday.
You too, Chad. Happy hump day, everybody.
We will be back tomorrow from 8 till 10. Pat Kreitlow will join us at 8:06. We'll have North Star Knows at 8:34 as well. Coming up next, Matt and Air on Air here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.